last week we discussed all about acquisitions. We talked about could you pledge to charity? Could you give a Yisker pledge? Does it make a difference about bidding aliyahs? How about even buying a bond? If the old days they would sell Israeli bonds. Could you buy and sell a bond on Shabbos, etc.? Today we're going to discuss gifts. Could you gift somebody something? Could you bring a bottle of wine to somebody on Shabbos? Or a bottle of scotch? Does it make a difference if the bottle of wine or scotch that you're going to bring is not going to be used? Let's say you bring somebody a bottle of wine or scotch, and you know they're not going to use it, but they could use it. Does that make a difference? Could you give a bar mitzvah boy a gift? You know, in some shuls, and the rabbi will give a gift. That's the meaning of that shul. Could you give that boy a bar mitzvah a gift? Etc. Or if you have kids groups, could you give the kids prizes? Are all these okay or not? Now, we mentioned last week, you can't change ownership on Shabbos. Chazal were worried about business. There were two reasons. I remember the two reasons why Mecca Chamem Kar is Asur. Rashi brought down in Lavan Zion last week.
So you won't come to write.
That was the Durabban reason. Right? Durabban, you can't do business lest you come to write. What was the other reason? It's a Pasuk in the Torah, Yeshaya. Pasuk in Yeshaya. It's actually Merakra. The Yeshaya and in Ezra and Nehemiah, they both say you can't do business. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos, period. The second Inami or Rashi brought down is that you said that you can't do business, you can't do anything like that lest you come to write down. Now, what about giving gifts? So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, we're going to pick up Ayin Aleph 71a in Erevin. So the Gemara is actually, it's really in the middle of a complex Gemara. It's in the middle of a complex Gemara, but I'm going to jump in. Bottom line is there's all kinds of halachas. The Mishnah, a couple of lot before an Erev, many people learn here in the Daf Yomi, know that to do an Erev Chatzeris, to include people around you, everyone has to be. So if you have a Chatzer with three houses, you all have to be included in the in the chatzar. Let's say you didn't take the bread and do it together before Shabbos. So there's something maybe called bittul rishus. You say I give up. My house is hefker to everyone. So that's where the Gemara brings it. Rabbi Yechon Amar Mastis Imani. Who's this Mishnah like? Beishamai says that Ami im bittul rishus b'Shabbos. Beishamai says if you didn't take part of the Erev Chatzeres, you can't say on Shabbos, I am giving up ownership, possession of my property, and therefore you can come use my property. It's not, as the Mishnah says, when could you give over the ability for somebody to walk in your house? What's the case? If I remember, so we did an Erev Chatzeres in where Gedalias and Jacob's lived. They asked me how to do it, so they did it right. So they had two. In that case, they had to do an Erev Chatzeres for their apartments. They also do a Schiras Rishus to use the common areas from the building. But in a simpler case, you have three people sharing a field. There's two questions. One is, could you carry into their field? The other question is, could you carry into their houses? So if one of the people don't do an Erev Chatzeres, you can't carry into their house. If they're Mevatel or Rishus, you're saying, my house is your house. I give up ownership. My house. So you can come to my house. You can't do that on Shabbos, says Beis Shammai. That's a change of ownership. You can't do anything of the sort on Shabbos because of the change of ownership. Of a Hillel Omer, no, you can even do a Mishtech Shah. You can even do it when it's dark, i.e., when it's Shabbos. Ula, Amr Ula says, Ula, my time at the Beis Hillel. What's the reason of Beis Hillel? Nasik Omer is like this is a case of like in Truma. If you say kalach etzel yafas, which means if you tell a guy to take truma off from your produce, he goes ahead and takes off the expensive part, and he takes off a nice amount, and you say, I hope you do the best, that's really illustrating that you wanted this to happen. So says Ula, based on what he's saying, you could do it on a Shabbos because you always wanted to be part of the Chatzis. Amar Abai, Meis Necher B'Shabbos Mai. What if a guy dies in Shabbos? Could you say Kel Chatziyafas? You have no idea that a guy is going to die. Ela Hachabal Kofli. So I'm just going to dumb this down. Bottom line is, Bittul Rishus. Beis Shammai says that you can't do bitul rishus is mikna rishusahu. Beis Shammai says to be mevatel your rishus, to give up ownership, is like you're acquiring ownership, and mikna rishus on Shabbos is forbidden. Beis Hillel holds is staluka rishus ba'amahu, right? And a staluka rishus is shaper dami. So Rashi says that Beis Shammai says it's mikna rishusa, it's like business. Beis Hillel says it's staluk rishus, and a staluk rishus, it's okay. I'm taking off my ownership. I'm not giving it to you. You don't own it, so it's no. If I give this bottle of scotch to you, I took it from my possession and I gave it to you, your possession. So Beis Shammai says you can't do that because of business. Beis Hillel doesn't seem to argue that. But Beis Hillel says, if I take the scotch, and bitul rishus is not that I'm giving it to Shiran, so I'm putting it down and it's not mine anymore. So that's okay. But what is clear, though, is that Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai that I could not take this bottle of scotch and give it to Shiran, right? Because Beis Shammai says bitul rishus is like you're giving it over to another person. I'm giving over my house to everyone here to be join the Erev Chatzeres. Right? That I can't do. So Beis Hillel says, I agree with you, you can't do that. But when you do bitul rishus, that's not what you're doing. When you do bitul rishus, I'm not taking my possession and giving it to you. All I'm doing is removing me from the possession. So that I can do on Shabbos. That's not like business. Business is buying and selling. Right? A steluke, taking it out of my possession and giving it to no one, that's okay. And that's why Beis Hillel holds. That's why Beis Hillel holds. You can do bitul rishus on Shabbos if necessary. What do we see from this Gemara in Erevin? What do we see from the Gemara in Erevin, judge?
Everybody agrees you can give gifts. Everybody agrees you can give gifts.
You can't give gifts, okay? Your Israeli accent threw me off. But you said you could give gifts. Seems to say. You cannot give gifts. Open and shut case. Shear's over. Let's go home. That's it. No scotch, no wine, right? Gemara's buffetish. You cannot take from one possession to another. And Rashi said the reason why you can't do that is, what does Rashi say? It's damel mekach memchar. It's like business. And just like business is forbidden on Shabbos, right? So too, change of possession is forbidden on Shabbos. You cannot change possession on Shabbos. What Beis Hillel says is that if I don't give into your possession, I just remove my possession. That's okay, but for me to go ahead and give you a gift, I'm taking it from my ownership, and it's now your ownership.
So it's the theory that when you brought the bottle to the other person's house and say, bitul rishus of this bottle, but you wanted Joe to have it, that won't work because anybody could have taken it, as opposed to Joe.
Oh, no, that's true, yeah. Okay. No, see,
but if Joe was the only one there, Joe is a single guy, he lives in his house by himself, and he invites you over to his house, and you bring a bottle, and you can't say, Joe, here's a bottle of wine, I'm giving it to you, but you put it on the table and says, I'm Hefker the bottle, the only other person in the room is Joe. So would that work?
Maybe, we'll see. Maybe, okay, that's what I think about.
And by Shammai, what happens with Reuven Esrog?
Also, it's also on deck today. On deck. Very important, by the way, because if you don't own your Reuven Esrog, you have a big problem. Also, right? That's one of the cases you have to see today. Is that going to ever be okay? But from this Gemara, the bottom line is both according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right, I cannot give anyone anything on Shabbos, and the reason is because like it's Mekach HaMemkar. Mekach HaMemkar is also for one of two reasons, as we said, either because of the pasuk in Yeshaya and Nechemiah, that's an Isser Midivrei Kabbalah to do business on Shabbos, or a Gezerah Derabanan that you'll come to write it down. Right, business people write things down. They today it's all computerized. You don't just do business. You mark it down. So in Atu Kesiva, you can't do business. Lamaisa, change of ownership would be under that category.
Hillel's not saying, Hillel's saying you can do bitul rishus, and he's not saying that someone can't come and acquire it.
He's saying that you cannot. Well, he's saying you cannot give over your thing to somebody else. So maybe Hefker, maybe, but he says you can take yourself out of the equation. You cannot pass. What's clear for the guy is that Beis Hillel wouldn't argue on Beis Shammai at that. He just says that this is not what bitul rishus is, and therefore bitul rishus is okay. But we want to keep you a little more entertained tonight. I have to figure out if we can get some wine on Shabbos. Sulfite-free wine. Very important, by the way. Right? So, we can't have sulfites in our wine. So, we get the Gemara in Beitza. Right? Good sign. Shemeshin. So, Ibalo. Ibalo. So, the Gemara says this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines from the bottom. 17a. You design them off. Frak the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Very important Gemara, by the way. Ibailohu. Frak the. They ask the Yeshiva. Mishlo anich erivu tefshilin. So, because this Gemara is ultimate erev tefshilin, that if you want to go ahead and cook from Yom Tov into Shabbos on Friday, you need an erev tefshilin. So, frak the Gemara. Let's say you didn't do an erev tefshilin, and you need to eat on Shabbos, and the Gemara has a shayla. Who nasser v'kimcho nasser? Is it that you and your food nasser? Odilma, maybe only you're forbidden to cook, but your food is not. V'kimcho nasser. Frak the Gemara. Who cares? Well, lamayin afkimina. What's the bottom line? Who cares? The difference is laknui kimcho lacherem. Do you have to go ahead and make a kinyan to give your, in this case, flour for others to bake for you? Iamarta, if you want to say who nasser, that you're nasser. V'kimcho, you know, the who nasser v'kimcho nasser tzarich laknu kimcho lacher. If you're forbidden, and you're since you didn't do an erev tefshilin, your kemach, your flour is forbidden to be cooked. So in order to ask somebody to bake or cook for you, they have to acquire it. V'hu iamarta. But if you want to say who nasser, if you don't do an erev tefshilin on Friday before Shabbos, you cannot cook, but somebody could cook. Then kimcho nasser, someone could take your flour and bake for you. Lo tzarech laknui kimcho lachem, so you don't have to go ahead, and Shabbos doesn't have to require. Tashma, come here, we'll bring you a raya. Mishlo niyech, we have erev tefshilin. If you didn't do an erev tefshilin, hareza lo yafa, you didn't do erev tefshilin, you can't bake. Velo yavasho, you can't cook. Velo yatmin, you can't insulate. Lo, right? Not for yourself, and you can't cook for or bake or insulate for anybody else. V'lo l'acherim. Not only that, v'lo acherim and other people can't be cook or bake for you. You're stuck. You'll starve on Shabbos. So what should you do? So the only etz is mak v'kimcha l'acherim. You can go ahead and give over your flour to another person, right? So Yehuda will say Shiran, I'm giving you my flour because you forgot to do your tefshilin. How dare you, right? So you're gonna go ahead. Shiran's gonna acquire your flour, okay? V'oifelo, and then once he acquires it, he can bake for you and cook for you. Shmami naf, and this the Gemara says is clear. Hu nasar v'kimcho nasar, right? When you don't do an erev tefshilin, you're forbidden to cook, and all your possessions are forbidden to be cooked. Shmamina, that's the bottom line. And therefore, what do you have to do? You have to be able to give it over to somebody else to cook and bake for you. What's the problem here? Clearly, it's not stamalitanas here, by the way. The whole kasha of the Gemara is, right, when you don't do an erev tefshilin, is it just you that's usher? Is it your flour? Mm-hmm. It's mamish akinyan. Because if the other guys don't own it, then there's nothing to talk about. Then the whole question is not the guy baking and cooking for you, does he actually have to own it? And the answer is yes. He cannot bake for you or cook for you unless it's not yours anymore.
But since you clearly couldn't sell it to him, it must be that we're talking about a gift.
Why?
Because this is Yom Tov, how could you actually sell
it? So, and therefore, but why could you do this? I'm asking you why you're saying, of course.
Because you're giving it to him.
But why could you do this? We just said in the Arab.
Oh, okay, I understand, but we're talking about giving it, but not selling it.
That's in position.
That's the whole point. The Gemara in Erevin said, change of possession is dami lamekka chomemkar. That's forbidden.
And it's according to Beis
Hillel. And Beis Shammai, both of them.
But if you mafkir.
If it's a little, it's the luke, you're taking off, which is like a mafkir, let's say, because it's not really mafkir, really to do hefkir, by the way. You need to take it out of your rishos. If I have this bottle of scotch I keep in my house, I can't be mafkir, I can take it out of my house. A luke is even less than hefkir, right? It's like a hefkir light, right? I'm taking my, bittul means I'm nullifying my connection, it's really not totally a hefker. It's like hefker. I'm asking, but you see here, this just appears to be a clear contradiction to the Gemara in Ovid. Here it seems to say, that you could give it over completely to another person. And that's, in fact, what the Gemara says you're forced to do if you did not do a Erev Tavshilin. Right? It's not doing Erev Tavshilin is serious, serious business. There's a Tosfos which is not really, which is an interesting Tosfos. He wants to know the last Tosfos. You know, if your kemach is usser, what does it mean to be koyne to achirim? How could you take off the isser? So he qualifies not that the kemach is usser, right? It's really that you can't under your ownership you can't use it, right? That has to. So let's see Tosfos because it's an important question. If the kemach is usser, if the Gemara says kemach usser, in fact Tosfos says how could that be? Look at Tosfos. So he says tema. If I hold something as usser, I can't just give it's usser as usser. If it's treif, it's treif. If it's truma, it's truma. The fact that I give it to somebody else, right, it shouldn't work. So he says, if Shiran acquires Yehuda's kamach, how could Yehuda eat it afterwards? If Shiran bakes it, the old kasher. Why can other people do what you can't do? Since therefore Tosfos says it's like the Bahag. The Gears of the Gemara is different. If it's Kimcho Nasser, you can't do anything. But if it's Kimcho Nasser, somebody else could acquire it and they could bake for you. But either way, it's the same. It's just hear the difference in nuance. It means according to the Bahag, if it's Ne'esar, then you nothing you can do. Give it to someone else in the world. If it's not Ne'esar, they can acquire it for you, and then they can bake for you. Fine. I'll call upon him no matter what. It's a clear contradiction. We have a Gemara in Erevin, no gifts. Gemara in Beitza, gifts. This clear contradiction is asked by the Gedolei HaRishonim. The Gedolei HaRishonim asked this question, including the Ran. Frek the Ran. Ask the Ron and Beitza about Testament Beis. Right? How could this be? And he says, I'm just saying it outside because it's not worth it to see it inside. The bottom line, you know the Ron says it differently? He says, when is it usher to do this is a huge chiddush, a gift on Shabbos, when it's done as a matana with a sudar, or like a real maisa kinyan, like, you know, not just giving a guy a bottle of wine, like a gift that this is showing you own it. It's yours from now on, right? Now if you would give somebody a very proper thing, you know, so you give someone your yacht, you have a yacht, Shiran. Judge.
A yacht?
Yacht? Federal worker, they don't give you work, they don't give you yachts?
No.
No? No yachts. No yachts for you. Not yet. Speak to Bernie. Maybe you know, you complain. The 1% get yachts. What kind of business is this, right? So if you do a suitor, but it says the Ran, you know, the Gemara in Erevin's talking about you give me over your house. You don't give your house. That's like but to go ahead and do metaltolin, which is less. Without a suitor, that's okay. And here it's metaltolin. It's kemach. It's flour. And you're not doing a sudar, so now you can do an umptif. Yes.
Anything with the fact that with the gift could be anything. You're giving a book.
Right.
Right?
Which is why I mentioned a bar mitzvah boy gets a book.
Yeah. But in this particular case, what he's giving over is food that's going to be cooked, presumably could be cooked, on Yom Tov, and malachas, which are normally prohibited on Shabbos, would also be prohibited on Yom Tov, except for cooking. So maybe that's how he's able to do this particular case, because he's transferring, this transfer thing has something to do with cooking, we're easier on that. I don't know. You follow the kind of, how I'm trying to...
Yeah, that's not the Ron saying.
I understand that's not the Ron saying, but is there anything to that?
Yeah, there's something to that. Let's see, we'll hold on.
I'll think down the direction. I'll think that it's a mixer. You can't use it, can't touch it. He may even cook with it, so how can you start playing around with the kemach?
The Mordechai. Who is the Mordechai?
The kemach is not the mixer.
What? No, he's saying that Kemach is in general. But like Kemach is Muksa on Shabbos, right? You can't use it for anything intentional. But on Yom Tov, for Shabbos, without Erev Tavshilin, you can't use it really. You can't cook without it. Not so pasha, by the way. If you can't cook,
doesn't make it muksa.
How about Yom Kippur? No, so you need to know heter. So if anything's no heter, it could be muksa. It's not so pasha. The point, so if you didn't do it, it's muksa for you. It's not that's the pashtus. If you have no heter for it, it's muksa. The Mordechai says a little bit like Judge. Look at this Mordechai. This is a Mordechai. If you get it, if you have the Gemara, it's in the back. Who is the Mordechai student of? Gerun. They tell you went to yeshivas. What do they tell you over there? The Maram Mirutzenberg. The good yeshiva, by the way. Rosh is in that yeshiva. The Bitzak Midura, the Sharidura is in that yeshiva. The Gais Maimonides was in that yeshiva. Yeah, serious yeshiva. Says the Mordechai. This is the Mordechai. Ois Tov Reish Ayin Vav. If you could look in the Mordechai, it's page 46 in the Mordechai. It's two lines. Very important two lines. Says the Mordechai, Ubahag, the Baal HaChas Gedolos, Shimon Krah, Hatiru Lahaknos B'Yom Tov, he held it was permitted to acquire on Yom Tov Mishum Mitzvah, right? Because of Mitzvah, V'chein Lula V'etroik Yotzim Bahen Kol Ha'amai Dei Matanam Ashna Achser, right? In the case of a Shechiv Merah, if there's a reason you have to give it for a person who's critically ill, but if it's a Mitzvah, You need food for Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos. There's a mitzvah part over here. So that Mordechai understands things for mitzvahs. If I'm giving you a gift which allows you to do a mitzvah, that's okay. The Gemara in Beitz is talking about something that's allowing you to do a mitzvah. You need Oneg Shabbos. You need food. Erev Chatzeres is no mitzvah. Right? You don't need to go to your friend's apartment. Right? You don't need to walk in those things. It's not a mitzvah. It could be if you have no food and need to eat in their house. Okay. But in general, is no mitzvah. Here, you're talking about eating your Shabbos food. The reason you're cooking the food is for what? To have bread on Shabbos. To have some gefilte fish. Sharon, you probably can't imagine what a Shabbos like gefilte fish, right? Some kishke. That kishke in Morocco.
Kishke, right?
Right? It's serious stuff over here.
But can you just say that every time you give someone a gift as a mitzvah, you're mesamech the person then?
Oh my goodness. You're a chassidish or something? Say everything, give a gift.
It's a chesed. You give your wife a jewelry on Shabbos, or you give her something.
She's programmed you really well. it's a mavish mitzvah. She'll clear your bank account. You're doing mitzvahs. You know, every time you give your wife, you know, you should get diamonds or forever. It's a nice approach, right?
I like this approach.
You like this approach. Yeah. It's everything from everything is good for a mitzvah.
Yeah. Chesed, no,
it happens to be. That's not what the Mordechai is saying. The words are ruah. Rabbi Tzach Vienna says that part. The words are ruah says that when things you give for Simchas Yom Tov, right? The words are ruah is in. Actually, I have it put it here. The Chelik Dal in Yom Tov, Simon Shemem Gimel. He holds a keila Simchas Yom Tov is mutter. Anything which brings Simcha on Yom Tov would be mutter. And really, right? Anything Simcha on Yom Tov is mutter. So, we have three opinions. The Ron is literally makel. The Ron holds as long as you don't have a real serious kinyan on metaltlin on movable goods, okay to give over. When it's you can't do it over, when it's a serious kinyan. The Mordechai says, no. You have to do a mitzvah. By the way, according to the Mordechai, look, I can't give you a bottle of wine. There's no mitzvah over there. If you don't have wine for Kiddush, maybe. But if you have 15 wines, you don't need my wine. Or maybe, that if you use my bottle of wine, that'll be okay with the Sinai Menotop. According to the Orzarua, Simchas Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov. I didn't talk about Onik Shabbos. It helps for Simchas Yom Tov. That's good. Okay. Now, there's an interesting Mishnah. There's an interesting Mishnah on in Yedalad, on the base. Okay? It's the last Mishnah. There are 1, 2, 3 Mishnahs on Yedalad, on base, in Beitza. This is the last one. Says the Mishnah. Got it? Mishalchen Kalim ben Tfur ben Shin Tfur. On Yom Tov, you can give a gift. Begadim of clothes, whether they're fully sewn or not. And the Gemara will discuss, what do you mean if they're not fully sewn? How could you use it? A gift has to be usable. V'alfa pi she'em b'yish b'klayim. And even clothes that have klayim. What's klayim in Yehuda?
Oh.
Klayim. Shatnez. Shatnez. Give me... No, Klayim, Shatnez.
Klayim.
I'm Ashkenazi. Yeah. I'm a yeshivish over here. What do you think? So the Gemara actually will discuss how you can do it, right? The Heilat Tzarchamor. As long as you can use it on the holiday, you can give it to him. You can give a person clothes on Yom Tov. Not on the first day of Pesach, on the first day of Shavuos, on Sukkot. So you can give him things. Clothes, right? As long as it's tzarich hamor, of a low sandal hamasumar, not a sandal which has nails, low minal shena tafer, and not a shoe which is not sewn, because unusable. Ruda amar, af low minal lavin. In the old days, nobody wore white shoes. That was not socially acceptable. Okay, b'nei shetzarich uman. You'll need a person to dye them, which you cannot do on Yom Tov, or even in Chol Moed. Zehakal. So the Mishnah ends. This is the general rule. As long as you will enjoy it and benefit from it on Yom Tov, you can go ahead and give it to them. Okay, that's okay. You can go ahead and give it to them.
You can wear shatnez.
So the Gemara will discuss.
Find some other use. There's a way to have.
Wearing. Exactly. The Gemara will discuss all these things, how you can do it. You'll learn Gemara Tetzvav. If you're curious, it's all in front of you. 15a. I just want to hit one little part of 15a. It's Rav Sheshes. It's smack dab in the middle of 15a, Judge. You have to look a little harder next time.
I saw Rav Sheshes, but I didn't see where it was Amar Rav Sheshes.
Oh, you're the Amar.
Amar. I didn't see that. I saw Rav Sheshes, but I didn't see it Amar Rav Sheshes.
Okay, fine. So I put the Amar. Yeah. I wanted to test you to see if you go further. So Rav Sheshes Shari. So Rav Sheshes, who Rav Sheshes was with the rest of the Sheshivas. Rav Sheshes Shari the Rabban L'Shturi Tefillin B'Yom HaTavah. Rav Sheshes let the rabbis give over Tefillin to one another in Yom Tov. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says to Rav Sheshes, you're able to give Tefillin as a gift on Yom Tov. V'anan Tzinan. What kind of gift could you give on Yom Tov? Kol Shinon Oysen Bo B'Yom Tov Mishalchen Oso. If you benefit from it on Yom Tov, you can give it over. No, so Rav Sheshes says, no. When we says you benefit on Yom Tov, you can give it over. Hachi ka'amar, kol shina osim bo b'chol. Anything you're going to benefit from on the weekdays, you can give over on Yom Tov. Right? Taisus says, look at the second last Taisus, right? Hachi ka'amar, kol shina b'chol, v'as la suye tefillin. Right? And the reason you can give tefillin is that filu imaniachosan, it's not an iser. So, it's not even, tefillin technically you could wear on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Why?
It's an os, right? Shabbos is an os.
We don't need to.
But the Gemara then say, if you leave tefillin, it's happened to my brother-in-law.
Is there a muchtado in Shabbos?
Stop. We're about to say this.
Okay, sorry.
The Gemara says that right here. If you left tefillin in a place where they can be damaged, you can put them on and walk with them. My brother-in-law, at least 10 years ago. I remember this happened.
In the bus station.
I said this story. Unbelievable. He's coming back from Lakewood. He left them in Coney Island. It was the tefillin, but Coney Island. They forgot the price, the bizyonis. Somebody could chas v'shalom throw them on the ground, do whatever it is by the bus stop. So he went there Shabbos morning in Flatbush, walked there with his overcoat, his hat.
And they were still there?
They're still there. Miracle, miracles. And Israel, by the way, they would pull them up because they're Brachim Tzachashir. No joke, right?
Yeah. 5 minutes also.
Yeah, 5 minutes later, you know, flappers showing me dead there for like 5 days. No, everyone just walks by, you know, New York. And, you know, Tefillin is still there. Joke aside, Tefillin is still there. He puts it on. He left like 6:30 in the morning to get them. He realized he had left them there. Six, you know, he goes and gets them. Puts on his overcoat, under his overcoat, puts his hat over. He walks home, you know, 20 blocks in Flatbush. Take him home. It's not muksa. You don't wear it. It's against the halacha. But
what
there's no iser.
Did he say a
bracha?
No, he doesn't say a mitzah.
Why do you have to wear one
and
just carry them back?
First of all, there's no air in Flatbush.
No.
And there's no use. You have to actually, really should put them on. Not it's not pasha.
There's no
mitzvahs
for the month, so why would
no? That? Because it there's it's still it's there is a there's still an Indian to do that. It's not a mitzvah, but it's still an Indian to do that. It's time to carry. It could be into Moksha Shiloh, like kind of thing. Besides, there's no air, so in that case, there's nothing to talk about. Bottom line from us, this halacha sounds like who? Dor Zeruah. Right, if you're going to benefit from it, in fact, the mechaber brings us down.
But not even on that day. That's what's.
Yeah.
That's what's.
Oh, so why is that? Listen to this. The mechaber brings down. This is only for Yom Tov. The mechaber brings us down in Hilchos Yom Tov. It doesn't say Shabbos. It's only on Yom Tov.
Okay, what says it should be a mitzvah and you should benefit from it?
Don't say a mitzvah.
Just benefit.
Yeah, listen to the mechaber. Meshalchem is a tough kof. Tez Zion, Meshachin Kalim, you can give vessels, Alpha Pisha Anim Tvorim, even though they're not sown, Shem Royim Lishana Lam, you can sit on it. And if Klayim, if they're a card and you, the Klayim don't give you, again, without going to the Gemaras, you don't give you any Hana. Meshachin Tfilin, you give Tfilin. Why can you give Tfilin? Because you can wear them during the weekdays. Why is all these okay? The Kol Kiyotiv is you can even carry them, you can even carry the Tfilin over to someone's house. Why? Why is all of these okay? Says the Chafetz Chaim. So, I'll throw on tefillin. You can give a guy tefillin on Yom Tov. Give a person a bar mitzvah present tefillin. That's a good bar mitzvah present. A good pair of tefillin. Anyone give a bar mitzvah pair of pill tefillin? Sometimes grandparents. Parents, give your kids to grandparents. Yeah, but let's say your Bubby and Zadie come. You know what Bubby and Zadie is? Saba and Safta come to visit you. They buy your tefillin. They come to your bar mitzvah, and they walk over the tefillin. And Eretz Yisrael have air in some places. They right? They bring you the tefillin. But you can't do this on Shabbos. It's not a gea. But your bar mitzvah is on right after Sukkot. So they bring you the tefillin on Shmini Atzeres. Could they do that? Yes, they can. Right? They can give it to you on Yom Tov. Why can they give it to a Yom Tov? You can't carry on Yom Tov things you don't need on Yom Tov. Right? You can't carry, you can't do it. Right? How can you even give the gift? The recipient is Nana v'samech b'mash mashach d'aronis l'chavero. The recipient is very happy to get tefillin, very happy to get the gift, and the giver is happy to give it. There's a pleasure in giving. It's a pleasure to give, even before Rav Dessler. There's a pleasure to give. So everyone's enjoying it. It's really enjoyable for. Can you imagine a Saba and Safta giving tefillin to their grandson? They're very happy to give it. And the grandson's very happy to receive it. So since there's Simchas Yom Tov, that works. This is like the Or Zeruah. This is like the Or Zeruah, right?
What's the difference then between, I don't understand what's the difference between two tefillin and wine? What's the difference? You can enjoy it also for the rest of the week.
No, that'll be fine. On Yom Tov, not on Shabbos.
On Yom Tov, yeah. So
L'chora, that's fine. I didn't say there's a difference. Who said there's a difference? Anything where the person's going to benefit from and enjoy. It makes them happy.
Ever.
But let's say I don't like wine. You bring me sulfite wine. I'm allergic to sulfites. Right? Then you can't do that. You can't give me wine that I don't enjoy.
In general, you can't do that. It's not nice.
No, I'm not talking about. We're not. It's not group therapy. We're in halakha over here. You can't give me that anumtif. You enjoy it. Let's say you're coming out and you enjoy it. You're going to give it to me to acquire it for yourself. By the way, I'm not. I'm seriously now. Is that Sim Kashantov? Lachar, you can't do that. That's
like a Sim Kashantov for me to give it to you. My Sim Kashantov to give it.
It says you're Sim Kashantov, but I'm acquiring it.
So who says it? We both have to Sim Kashantov.
So Lachar, the Sim Kashantov has to be, because I have to be able to acquire it. It needs to go both ways. So the change of possessions you're giving, I'm acquiring. It has to be a Sim Kashantov. That's the core of the case. And usually a gift, both the giver and the recipient are happy. So if it's going to be Simchas Yom Tov, it's only a Yom Tov. It doesn't apply to Shabbos, right? Whereas a Ruah's reason of Simchas Yom Tov is going to be helpful for Yom Tov under certain circumstances. It's not going to help us for Shabbos if you want to give me scotch or wine, right? It's not going to work. How does the Mishnah Berurah hold? Right? Like, does he hold like the Ran that any gift's okay as long as you don't do a serious gift? Does he hold like the Mordechai, that the only kind of gifts you can give is for use as a mitzvah? Right? Does he hold like the Zeruah? Then, well, by Yom Tov. So back to that Mishnah we treated last week, the same Mishnah as Simon Shinvav. So if anyone said Simon Shinvav, Sifkan Lamakil, we saw this last week. This is on the Mishnah of Lifsuk Tztaka, on pledging Tztaka. And we said part of the problem of pledging is you're taking it from your Rishos and you're being mad at yourself to give something. Right, and we discussed, was it like Hektish or not like Hektish? Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Bigam also lita matan lechavero." You can't give a gift. Why not? Like Rashi says in Erevin, gifts are like business. Why are they like business? Because there's a change of possession. You cannot give a gift. Shari yotzim reshuso, because a gift means you take it out of your possession and give it to somebody else's possession. Ella. But if the gift is needed for Shabbos Yom Tov, if it's going to be used on Shabbos Yom Tov, then it's okay. Okay, such a thing is okay because it's actually filling a Shabbos filling a Shabbos use. V'chen, what else is it okay? L'tzarech mitzvah. If it's for a mitzvah, like the Mordechai said, right? Like the Mordechai said, like you do with Luvin Ezrug. V'chen also l'tzarech mashal, okay, you can't give collateral to a friend. Ela imken l'tzarech mitzvah l'tzarech Shabbos, right? You can't give a mashal, I'm going to borrow or any kind of collateral, unless it's l'tzarech mitzvah. Oh, let's start Shabbos. Because I need to borrow something for you. Here's collateral until I borrow. You can't do that unless there's a mitzvah needed, right? Or you need Sarach Shabbos, okay? If you have a Gentile, you need something from them. You need flour. You're not going to bring pay on them for it, but making them a mashka and you'll take it from that. Like that type of thing. The cost of Od, the Fizah, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to this, Mashin Og, Elitin Kelim, Matala, the Chasa Derish. This, if they go ahead and give things in the old days. You know, the old days of chassan, you got married, you know what you did? Before you got married, you darshaned. You didn't just get married, you had to know your stuff. Every chassan was put on the grill, put the feet to the fire. That's what kind of chassan you are, what kind of groom you are. You gotta be able to darshan, you gotta to say a shtikl Torah. So the minig was, after the chassan said a shtikl Torah, they would give him a gift, and it would be on Shabbos. It was the ofraf. They would give it on the Afraf. Ein anachon. Right? Ein anachon. It's not proper to give a chassan a gift on Shabbos. Right? Not, well, it means a bar mitzvah, but it's no different. Beautiful lady. You know, I remember as a kid, my sholi did this. I don't know. I happen, forgetting the fact it's not an Erev yet. As a Shem. But the jokes aside, you know, I never liked it. I watched it so many times grow up. Like, the rabbi gets up, every bar mitzvah boy, the same thing. Like, they sit there, very solemn, and you know, they say, this bar mitzvah boy is the best boy I've ever saw in my life. Hey, you think you're the crowd, you've heard it before. You know, it's not that you personalize a drasha, something like that. But if you have the same shtick to give it the chumash, like, you know, the whole, or the siddur, I feel like it was in a siddur play, like, you know, Mordechai here just said, again, I'm not against the shuls that do it, but forgetting if whether you think it's a good policy idea or a nice sentimental thing or not, Lamaisa is a halachic shayla. So you can't do that. You're giving the boy something on Shabbos. But they give him a chumash on Shabbos. You think he has a party right after? You think he's going to learn your chumash on Shabbos? Yeah, serious bacher over here, he's going to learn it. But let's say he's not going to learn it. Right? Is he needed for Shabbos? He needs your chumash for Shabbos. Tzarech mitzvah. What do you think? Tzarech mitzvah? I don't think so. I mean, you're telling me he needs this chumash with 50,000 chumashim in the shul. He needs your chumash. Tzarech mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ain't a nachan. Right? You shouldn't do that. Neil and Shemachav access lead to low damim. After the Shari came in the Biyad Alachsar. We'll look at that. So the Balaji should do it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Who's the Aruch HaShulchan? Alex! Who's the Aruch HaShulchan?
Epstein.
Oh, there you go. See, that's the person. Of Epstein. Where's the Rav of? Navardic. So the Rav of Navardic.
Who's
Navardic? Navardic, I think, is like a white word. Say what's right? Yellow Russia, White Russia.
Russia.
White Russia. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. He brings this case down about giving gifts. This is what he says. Bechem Matana. Matani giving a gift is like a mechar. It's like the Gemara Neirva says. Generally, giving a gift is also, you need some hector. By the way, what do we see from all this? Nobody. I mean this seriously. Nobody brings this Ron down. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't like the Ron. The Aruch HaShulchan. No one's bringing this Ron. The Ron doesn't need a Sudr, like you need some formal thing. Very, very, very schwer. The Gemara Neirva doesn't seem to stop at a Sudr. It says, you know, mekachem emkar means any change of possession. Don't tell me some kind of form. The matana is aser. Mishnah Berurah says matana is aser. The Aruch HaShulchan says matana is aser. I.e., they're not passing like the Ran. Okay, the Ran is not brought lahalacha by the Gedolei HaPoskim, which means you always will need a heter, a leniency to give a gift. According to the Ran, unless you do like a serious gift in a serious procedure, you're okay. The Poiskim do not go with that. They hold Tami Lamekach HaMemkar, like the simple reading of the Gemara and Erevin, any time you do a gift, period. Right? So says the Aruch HaShulchan also. The Chema Tana is Havik Kemechar. It's like a gift. Shiyaitzim Rishus L'Rishus. You're giving from one possession to another possession. V'Aser B'Shabbos. It's forbidden on Shabbos for Dvar Mitzvah, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Dvar Mitzvah, the Tzorech Shabbos, the same two things that the Mishnah Berurah brought down. Mutter. Even though business, I can't do business on Shabbos, by the way, for a mitzvah. Vaday Aser, I can't go ahead and make a business deal and do a mitzvah. By the way, it's business a mitzvah. Mishran, what do you think? You no, make yourself happy. Your wife's going to tell you also, it's a mitzvah. You got to make a living, part also. You know, you got to bring the bread to the table. All the nemesis doesn't want that. Right? Yeah,
so, sometimes it's happened like Kiddush. Somebody who prepared Kiddush for Shabbat.
Yeah.
He was working.
What are you talking about working? We're not talking about working on Shabbos. We're talking about business. Schar Shabbos? You want to get paid for on Shabbos?
It's a business, yeah.
Two shares from now I'm doing that. Babysitters, housekeepers, mashkichim, the person, I don't know where you're coming from. Caterers, how do you pay them for Shabbos? Actually, next week I'm going to do window browsing. Like, could you look into a house that's for sale on Shabbos? Could you go into a store and look around? Are those things okay on Shabbos? And in 2 weeks from now, I want to do Schar Shabbos. I'll really fill up this side topic of doing business type things on Shabbos. Like, it's all connected, but that's not what I'm talking about over here. We're talking about... where did last one put this over here? Giving gifts. So you can't go ahead. You can't go ahead and do it even for a mitzvah. Business for sure. Like you're saying, business you can't do even for a mitzvah. Sorry. Father's ach be emes lo dami la matana lemekachumem kar tibe matana lo shai kolkach. Anyways, you should know. First of all, a gift. The reason why you can make on a mitzvah or if it's a tzarech is because a matana is not literally business. Business you can't say it's for a mitzvah. It's okay, right? Mitzvah, business doesn't go for mitzvah, but in matana, since it's not as strong as business, right?
Even finding someone for nasa, I thought that there was a leniency to.
So actually, yes, yeah, so I mentioned this in passing last week. So getting somebody a job, you could do. You can make a shidduch for a job. Doing a business deal, you can't do. right? So you can't do a business deal. And it can always, there are certain shuls, by the way, like Shur Lindenbaum Davins, where Kushner, all these people daven, and George Klein, it's a billionaire club. They can, every Shabbos, they can probably manipulate, they can bring the stock market down if they wanted to, the people. No joke. You know, Izzy Englander is one of the biggest hedge fund guys with $5 billion down that shul. This is not a joke. You can have everything in business. You know, unfortunately, you know, there's certain places where people talk business. It's absolutely forbidden. Isser Gomer. Isser Gomer to talk business shots. Getting someone a parnosa, getting someone a job, that you can tell. You can tell a person, could you get so-and-so a job, or could you take him on as a...
Why? What's the...
Not a suya.
It's not chesed, though?
It's related to chesed shaman. It's chesed. Yeah. But it's not business. It's getting someone a job. I don't want to get to... We're doing gifts right now.
Gift is also chesed, no?
No, it's not the chassidus. Okay. So I'm saying, gifts were talking about halacha, changing possession. So va'afa gav demekach memkar, right? You're emotionalizing it. What we're concerned here, the reason why mekach memkar is usur, is because you're gonna come to write down according to you. So anything like that is a problem, or because of change of possession. And change of possession, right? Is what the Gemara is going to say? You can't do. So mecha memkar remitz is not okay, but giving a gift is not as much mimsu chavtzacha. She aims that you're not doing it for profit. When you give a gift, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're not going to be a profit. What are you doing? You're doing out of love. What it says, Avnei Avav Avvud Matzilim BeGemara Matana. You don't give a gift unless you want. Unless you have a benefit, right? You benefit when you give a gift. No one gives gifts unless they feel they're benefiting. And you can think matana's kemechar. It's like business is I profit. You don't know. Does anyone make a deal if they have no reason? There's a rationale for a sale you make. Mikomakom, it's not to get a profit. It's to get a profit. Lamaisa at the end there is it by a dvar mitzvah is different. And he says you can actually give a chassid v'kala a gift, not like the Mishnah Berurah says. V'kam hu tzorech d'hayom. Why? Right? Why? Since the Aruch HaShulchan says, why can you give a chassid a gift? V'kam hu tzorech d'hayom. It's tzorech d'hayom. Now, Mishnah Berurah said tzorech d'hayom is okay, right? If it's needed for the day, it's okay. The Aruch HaShulchan also said it's okay. Mishnah Berurah said giving a chassan a gift is not okay. The Aruch HaShulchan says it is okay. Why is it okay? So he says, Tzorech Hayom, it's needed for the day, because after the Shabbos HaRishon, now it's about Shabbos Sheva Brachos, that's when you're giving the gift apparently in his community. It's a Zman, or it could be the Afrof, it could be the Shabbos Shachos, he's saying Shabbos Shachos. He's Zman Simcha LaChassan V'Kala. Everyone's happy. Yeah, festive. Freilich, you don't know what Freilich is. Freilich, right? Simple chatz to the kala, vaday mutter, you give them gifts, right? And he says, there's no Yisrael whatsoever. V'minag Yisrael toirehi. Big chiddush over here. It kind of sounds like Yom Tov. He says, but it's not Simchas Yom Tov. What's it? There's a special mitzvah, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Simchas chatz to the kala. You're supposed to be sameach chatz to the kala. Not Mesamech HaBar Mitzvah boy. It's not a din Mesamech HaBar Mitzvah boy. But by a chassan and kalas, it's to be Mesamech them, right? The Mesamech them you could do. It's a chiddush, right? A chiddush. Uh-huh. But that's what he says.
Well, it's only chassan and kalas, nothing else.
That's what it's, that sounds like. Sounds like. What about Tzorech Mitzvah? So you see a Raya Brura, the Mordechai said, there's the Mordechai who said it. You see a Raya Brura from Hilchas Lu'av, from the laws. From the laws of Dalaminim. The Mechaber says, very important halacha, so as to the Mechaber, in Adam Yotzi de Chovatsa B'Yom Rishon, right? You can't be Yotzi Lulav and Esrog on the first day of Yom Tov. I still to this day am so perturbed when people have bar mitzvah kids who don't own the Lulav and Esrog, and they have to rely on all kinds of cool. I can't understand people who spend money on all kinds of things will not buy a bar mitzvah kid lulav and esrog, or won't buy themselves lulav and esrog. It's chutzpah noira, to be honest. You're not yaitzei, b'lulav shel chavera shesh ilo. De b'inim lachem, you have to have lachem, mishal lachem. Vafilu oimer lo shalach shalcha achateitzibo. Even if I say to you, it's yours, as long as I'll give it to you to yotze. Here, I take my luhav. You're not yotze. Achar kach yesh shalit kivatchilo yotze. So therefore, you're not yet to mitzvah of lulav and dalim minim. If you said a bracha, it's a bracha levatal. I go and borrow someone's lulav and esrog in chutzar, it's the first 2 days of Yom Tov. Bracha levatal, no mitzvah, you're mevatal and asay. Right? If not, so b'matana mutter. If I give it to you as a gift, it's okay. What's the problem in chutzar? I need it for day two. I can't give it to you as a gift. I need to own it. Right? By the way, I mean, I'll pick Kabbalah. Yeah, you know, but in Shchai and others say if you have a gift, it's not really not Yetzida Yanim. But let's say you could say a bracha, and you could say we can't. So the mechaber, the next mechaber says, but what should you do? Nasa lo am nasa lachzir. Give it to him as a gift. Man tana nasa lachzir. Your Yetzida do chavasu umachziro. Return it. Shema tana nasa lachzir. Shema tana. Bottom line, what do you see over here? You can go ahead like the Mordechai said for a mitzvah for dalin minim. That would be okay. You can go ahead and do it. Also, likewise, I found the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, where Nyworth in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he says, listen to this. Also, it's forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov la hafkiro merchusha b'Shabbos Yom Tov. You can't do hafkir on Shabbos Yom Tov. I can't take my item, put it onto the street and say, whoever wants it, take it. Can't do that. Elian can. So again, Bittur is just a little bit different. Unless it's a tzarech mitzvah. Right? A tzarech mitzvah. Very important, by the way. Why like in Israel, some guy doesn't want a couch. He puts it on the street. Like, that's mukhs. But if you don't want something, you know, your mafkir you shouldn't do. Right? Throwing in the garbage is not mafkir, by the way. You're liable for it. You're not being mafkir. To be mafkir, on Shabbos Yom Tov, you can't do it. And so, but here's the point. Let's do the Tvar Mitzvah. Kugon ha-mafkir chamso b'erev Pesach. It's coming. It's if Shabbos, Erev Pesach is Shabbos. You got to get out of your possession. You're allowed to be mafkir chamso in Erev Pesach. Right? So that you can go ahead and do. L'shem Mitzvah. So again, you see for Tvar Mitzvah, that's okay. So how? Any question for the... Question for everybody. How could you get wine yet? Scotch? What?
Shem mitzvah? What's the
mitzvah? No, but we still have tzarech hayom, so that's what we have to get next to.
What's going to be the mitzvah?
Well, if you don't... Now, if the guy doesn't have kiddush wine...
It's just scotch. You didn't say wine.
Oh, I said wine or scotch.
Be kiddush or scotch.
And that Friday night. You don't have guest Shabbos day. We only have guests Friday night, Jonathan. I know your schedule already. You may want to change that from now on.
As far as hefker, so why does it? Because of
Shinui Rishus? Shinui Rishus. Same thing. You can't. The whole lumnus of Matana is Shinui Rishus.
But no,
it's like
but
business.
But you are giving it Shinui Rishus to someone specific.
Yeah, so it's less than, but even so, you still can't do it, right? Mask him. The Rishon discussed that chilek. So tzarech mitzvah we have. What about tzarech Shabbos? The Mishnah Berurah said tzarech Shabbos works, right? Now this is very important. What does it mean tzarech Shabbos? What does it mean for tzarech Shabbos? Listen to what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. Who's the Shulchan Aruch Harav? Anyone know Rabbi Vogel? Bring him in. Balatanya, right? He gives a class in here on Shulchan Aruch, the Balatanya, the Graz, says in Hilchos Shabbos. This is what he says. It's about Staka. This is Shin Vav, Sif, Ois Tezav. V'chena no'agin li'ten kelem b'matana l'chassin ha'derish. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, lo yafeh ma'isim. To give a chassan, a dairish, lo yafe ma'isim, sha'asli to the shum dover matan l'chaver b'sha'as yom tov. So not like the archa shalcha, but like the Mishnah Berurah. Don't go around and give gifts. But so again, if you want to give a bar mitzvah boy a gift, not as I push it. Not really, it's not so push it. You can say, it makes him happy, maybe, not, but, or, you know, not so push it to do that. So I want to tell you how the Rabbanim do it. There is a way, which we'll get to. Obviously, if people are doing it, Rabbanim know what they're doing. Balavatim, who didn't come to the shir don't know what they're doing. They can't give gifts because they don't know how to do it. But the rabbanim could do it. We'll get to how they can do it. But to give a chassan a gift, lo yafir moisim. Then he says, this is what we need to do right now. What could you give? It's an iser. Like the Gemara Erev says, to give any gift to your friend on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now we saw on Yom Tov a heter, something we sameach on Yom Tov, you can do, but it's not my gift. If you give a guy something on Shabbos, which you can, on Yom Tov, which you can care less about, some tchotchka. You know what tchotchka is, Yehuda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get a bubby, obviously. You know what tchotchkas are, right? Yeah, some tchotchka. You give on Yom Tov, like, I need your tchotchka. Someone gives over it. Something.
I cannot be a bubby. I can be a zeddy.
You had a bubby. I'm saying you were... You had a bubby, you know. If you're a bubby, we're in big trouble over here. But what could you give? Ella says the Shulchan Aruch mine machal umashke shalitzarech hayom. Right, you can give food and drinks for the day, which are needed for the day. And the way that the Shulchan Aruch says it would be, if you need it, I can give you what you need. I can give you something you'll use. I can give you something you need. Okay, according to the way the Graz sounds, you have, if you need it, you can do it. So if you need wine, machol umishta, food and drink that you need, I can't go ahead and bring you something you don't need. Right? If I come to your house on Shabbos, I bring you a cheesecake on Shabbos day. So there are a couple people here who I know who eat milchiks once in a while. But if you bring me a cheesecake on Shabbos day, I am not eating a cheesecake on Shabbos day, you know, for lunch. Ever. Even on Shavuos, I don't eat cheesecake for lunch.
Kiddush, cheesecake with a cup of coffee.
That's in the morning.
Then do lunch. What's the
reason? So you know, it has something you're gonna use. Well, let's say you go to Raka's house, and he has 50 bottles of wine. You know what happens if I come and bring Raka wine on Shabbos day when the Erev comes? He lives down the block from me. You know what he's gonna say to me? He's gonna be nice and be respectful. He's not gonna drink my wine. I think I have an idea what kind of wine he wants. He has some kind of $400 bottle of wine, some kind of crazy wine, or some, it could be $20 wine, but still, it's his wine. He wants to make his wine. How about if I know, you know, 10 people are bringing something, or you bring him a dish? They're not going to necessarily eat the dish. Could you give him the wine? Does a person have to use the wine? Sort of, Al Yoshev, Zatzal, his help was Mekel. He said as long as he could use it, you can give, which is very important, by the way, because most times you bring a bottle of wine to somebody's house, right? They don't necessarily use it. According to Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like, you give them a gift. And, see, today, we live in a world where it's not a bad etiquette, it's a very nice thing, but when people eat out, right, they, you know, especially when the Erev comes, which is, you can bring a bottle of wine, flowers, something like that. So, if they're going to use it, it's clear it's okay. Tzorchayim, Mishir Barua said, Aruch HaShulchan said, the Shulchan Aruch all said, Tzorchayim, it's based on a mug and a rum. That's okay, but it has to be used. What if you're not going to use it? So Aruch HaShulchan says, as long as, in theory, you could use it, right? As long as, in theory, you could use it, you can bring it as a guest. Right?
So you can give you wine still, because it's so far, then you can use it.
So that's
not
so
practical.
So since I have family members who could use it, it's okay.
You can use it for your guests.
But you, if you're going to use it, then that's okay. Because I need to serve you anyways. Part of me, so if it's Tzorech Hayom, part of me, it doesn't make me happy. But I need to serve my guests anyways. It's like you give me a bottle of orange juice. If I don't drink it, let's say I don't like orange juice, but I'm serving my guests orange juice. You're helping my meal. You're helping my Shabbos meal. Right? That's, you know, I, by the way, if somebody would give it to me, I would try to serve it. But I'll tell you something else. On Yom Tov, I've had times I have 4 bottles of wine, and I don't have 4 people. I'm not popping 4 bottles of wine open, because 4 bottles of wine are not getting drunk.
But maybe you have to.
What?
But maybe you have to then. If you go hold by that, not that you can, but that you should use it.
No, so on Yom Tov, actually, anyway, Simchas Yom Tov makes me happy. I get the wine to serve to my guests. You know, I don't use it for myself, but I can serve it to my guests. But in economy, if you want, so what I do is usually put on the table. It looks good anyways. It's like a wine, connoisseur, you know, look at, you know. But it's not a joke, right? In economy, if you want to be machmir, the way the Graz sound is that the truth is the Pashtus. It's Machal Rishta that you should be able to use it. The word Rosh is a little bit of a not crazy Kiddush. As long as it could be used, your bottle of wine's break, whatever it is, you could use it on Shabbos Yom Tov.
It seems most people don't make a lot of this.
Most people have never went to the shir and don't have the foggiest idea of what to make. They don't even know that giving gifts is a problem. Not honestly.
It seems just the etiquette that we live by nowadays.
Yeah. So yeah. So the etiquette is that way to go ahead and give it, which what could be a more of a problem is people have etiquettes to give. You know, and you know there are certain types of guests that I've had who can like silver things, like really fancy things, like you know. Like napkin holders or other things which are great. Now when they come before Shabbos, which is usually when they get these kind of gifts, great. But if you're going to someone to give them on Shabbos, right? If that's your etiquette, the etiquette is to give a gift. It could be flowers. It could be, you know, again, say we don't have that, you know, but or wine or cake. You know, most give wine, cake, whatever. But I give like a ceramic gift. A challah cover. Oh, something came in Tevilt, right? Right. So if it's on Yom Tov, you can't say it makes you happy. That's Simchas Yom Tov. You give somebody a nice becher, even though it's not Tovold yet, you're happy. But on Shabbos, it's a big baya. That's a big problem. That's not. It's a little pashut bechalal that you can go ahead and do that.
But why, if you're using it?
Tovold? It's not Tovold.
No, you said like napkin holder. It's not one. Why not? You can use it.
It's okay. Your table setup. You come over Shabbos lunch. Honey, take off all the napkin holders. Or what if I don't use napkin holders? I use paper napkins. I'm saying, napkin holders are the fancy napkins. How do you know what I'm using when I'm not using in my house? You're giving me a gift.
But you could.
So that's what Yashiv. You have to be like, I'm saying, it's Yashiv, I want to finish off with one thing. Let's say somebody does bring you a gift, or you want to be the rabbi and give over the bar mitzvah boy the thing. What do you do? So, this is the Baruch Tam. Says on the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir is, of course, of Meir Poizner, the great rabbi in Poland, in the late 18th century. The Baruch Tam is very geschmack. If you want to give somebody a gift, right? I want to give you a gift on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, assuming there's an erev on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. I want to give the bar mitzvah boy a gift. You know, let's say you're going to see somebody. This is, you know, in Yerushalayim. You're going to see them in Yerushalayim. You're going to see them at a bar mitzvah, not the kid's bar mitzvah. You're going to see your chaver at the bar mitzvah. You want to give him something. You want to give him a yearbook. You went to the same yeshiva together. It's not Simchas Yom Tov over here. And it's not a mitzvah to give him a yearbook. Right? Agree? Yeah, but even the Chassidish world, we can agree on that. Mamash HaChesed. Give all the Kazakh. But it's not Simchas Yom Tov and it's not a mitzvah. So you want to give him a yearbook. You're going to see him at this bar mitzvah. He came in from Zurich for the bar mitzvah. He's leaving Motzei Shabbos. You're not going to have a chance to see him. You want to give him the yearbook. What are you going to do? It's not Muksa, the yearbook. There's no advertising in it. He can look at it on Shabbos, but you want to give it to him. Says the Baruch Tam, very easy. Before Shabbos, get another person, let them pick it up and acquire for him. Right? Somebody else should acquire for this person. Is the person going to want it? Of course they want the yearbook. Does the bar mitzvah boy want the Shagas, Ari, whatever bar mitzvah can give you? Of course he wants it. So get somebody else, they'll pick it up, they'll do Zikoy for him, and Mezakel and Abishal Befanav. Says the Baruch Tam, that's what you should do. If you want to give somebody a gift on Shabbos, do it before an Erev Shabbos. Right? That's how you should. Ravad Yosef, by the way, he talks about giving bar mitzvah people gifts. He says, you really shouldn't do it. And he says, and talk about maybe you could do it. So what you really should do also is like this Baruch Tam. Be mezakeh it to him, to somebody else. The Yehuda Yala, Rav Asad, who was one of the greatest students of the Chassam Sofer, says in this note, by the way, let's say you know somebody comes to your house and they bring you a mamish, a beautiful vase for Shabbos, a flower vase. Only problem is no flowers in that. There's no benefit of the Shabbos. They bring it to you as a Shabbos gift, right? Or they bring you a beautiful cake. And you're not going to eat it at the meal. They bring you a gift for Shabbos. What are you going to do now? And you happen to know that Alan Greenspan, no relation to the former head of the Fed, you know, is a nice guy. Let's put it this way. Alan Greenspan, let's say you're the real head of the Fed. You invite Alan Greenspan for Shabbos lunch, Judge. He takes you up on his offer. And he brings you his book. He brings you his book. On money, Did he take the book? What do you say?
He brought it into the house. He's going to leave it on the table.
He's giving you the book. It's giving it to you. And he wrote on it an Erev Shabbos. Dear Brenton.
Say thank you very much.
Could you take the gift? I would argue you can't even read a book on finance on Shabbos. I don't even wrote a book. I just made it up. But he gave you a book. His book. Yeah. You can take the book?
I don't know that I can.
It's changing my position.
Give me a hetzer. What do you do?
You could read it in the bathroom.
He's giving you a gift. We just learned for an hour about giving gifts. Toby, I'm not asking you how you read it. How do you take the gift?
How do you take it?
What?
You have to be mafkir.
You mafkir. Says the Yehuda Yala, don't acquire it. He can't give you something. You say, thank you very much. He puts it down. You have das not to acquire it. Don't acquire it. Right? Don't go ahead and acquire it.
Just leave it on the table. Say thank you very much.
Right. Thank you very much. That's exactly right. Don't offend him. Have in mind not to acquire it. If Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, listen to this. This is also right next to this. And Shmir Shabbos Kol. Look what he says. Listen what he says. He brings this Eitzah down. He says, says he gives usli to this is his sum up usli to matan b'shal something. You can't give matan b'shal something. Elam ken yesh v'otzerch Shabbos o yom tov otzerch mitzvah sayom. You can't give a gift unless there's a. Again, the things we said, tzorech hayom, or a mitzvah. Kugon a mitzvah is like doing esrog luv matana lechavero. The iser zena shis b'tov shas yom tov is listen to this: to give a gift on Shabbos and yom tov is on the giver and the receiver. Okay, you didn't ask him to bring it; he brought it to you. You take a gift; it's your problem. You did an acquisition on Shabbos. You acquired on Shabbos Yomtiv. It's an Isra on the giver, it's an Isra on the receiver to give gifts on Shabbos Yomtiv. Unless it's one of the two terms, Tzorech Hayom or a mitzvah. Va'bali ten, now you want to go have Ba'mi ten, Matana B'Shabbos Yomtiv, the Chasana Dorish. You want to give to Chasana Dorish. All the bar mitzvah, or today to give a gift, you want to give a flower vase. The guy has no flowers, it's like a joke. It's not Tzorech Hayom, you know, like you give the guy. You know, a challah cover, you know, I have 50 challah covers, you know, my challah's covered, right? My napkin, my table's set already, what do you want from me? Like, you know, again, these are very nice gifts, I'm coming from a purely halachic perspective. So he says, what should you do? Mimakne before the day. You can also, that's like the Baruch Tam. Be zaken lo'o, be fun of, the rabbi should give it to the president, pick it up for the bar mitzvah boy, and now the boy owns it before Shabbos. Now the ceremony of the giving over the chumash is on Shabbos. Hey, the rabbi gives to his friend, or Joe gives to Alan. Alan, pick up the gift I'm giving to the chassan, the becher. I'm giving it to the chassan, and you give it to the actual chassan. But the chassan already owned it before Shabbos. Or the makabel should have in mind not to acquire it, right? Like the Yehuda Yala, until after Shabbos. It's change of possession. There's no change of possession as long as there's no change of ownership. It's not a problem.
It's not the whole thing with the get thrown into the.
Yeah, but you have to. That's chazal or coin it for you. But say, take a different case. A guy throws chametz into your backyard. Are you over? Is owning chametz? Of course not. Unless you have das to be coin it, right? You have to have das to be coin it. I remember a few years ago, I had to make an announcement on Pesach. You know, the Mercury News, for those who get it, they put chametz as a cereal box.
Cereal box.
Remember that? Right. They put cereal boxes. With the paper on Pesach, those anti-Semites, you know, they didn't know it. Subconsciously, anti-Semites. Subconsciously, it was there. So I told them, I made an announcement because Donnie Shapiro told me. I said, everyone should have in mind, right, that they're not coining the cereal. You cannot be coining the cereal. Yeah. So
Bar Mitzvah boy, he actually could be over because he's receiving it. He has no idea that they before Shabbos prepared the matzah.
He doesn't even know it's an Isser. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're quiet. Yeah, if you want to make sure and tell them, you know, could also you get other sniff of it. It is best if I would tell them or if I'll be giving it to them. But Lamaisa, that's how you would do it. Also, I'm going to end here. I'll take any questions. It's late. In a crazy case, you just should know that the Shlomo Zalman does say, quote the Ran, you know, in absolute necessity, even though it's clear Shulchan Aruch is not only the person. But as a tzirif, it could be used if you'd have a perhaps I would use it as not at all on a simple thing. Otherwise, right? But the Ran is does exist. So in the case in Shulchan Shlomo, they quote Shulchan Shlomo quoting this Ran. So in a case of diary, that does not apply to your wines and things. But if there would be some kind of case you needed to give a gift because it'll be lost, whatever it may be, right? Let's say, here's the case. I'm not saying this is okay. The two back people in Yerushalayim, the guy's going to Zurich Saturday night, the yearbook's there. You didn't have it, you were not mocking him before Shabbos because you didn't even know he's in town, right? And this guy will not be acquired on Shabbos, right? So you'd have a reason to give a gift. You're going to have a problem. It was not mocked before Shabbos. The guy will have a... So if there's some other thing to include with it, perhaps it could be makel. But the bottom line for us is if you're going to give a gift, it's usher, unless you have tzer chayom or a mitzvah, wine, or a gift, for example, to somebody who will use it to suda is for sure okay, because tzer chayom. If they're not going to use it for Suda, you could rely on Rav Yashin. Jonathan correctly pointed out, most people don't even think twice about it. But what is a problem, and what one should definitely be careful about, is giving gifts on Shabbos Yom Tov, or Yom Tov now, or when the Erev comes, you give people things that they're not going to use, right? You have Bali Tshuva coming to your house, nice people, right? And they bring you... I have a neighbor, I don't know if you know them, the Casses, they live on Norman, they've been to my house for Shabbos. My wife goes for walks. They're completely religious people, sweet people. They'll drop a book off at her house. That's okay. And in their world, that's normal. So if I invite them for Shabbos, they would bring me, Harry Potter. Because that's a gift. It's nothing wrong. So what do you do? Then in that case, you have in mind not to be kohen after Shabbos, right? And that's what one should do. One cannot give a gift, and one cannot receive a gift. Any gift has to have a legitimate heter that's Surah Chayom, Mitzvah, and on Yom Tov, Simcha Yom Tov. Hold there. Thank you.
Wait, do you need to know who, if you do it before Shabbos, do you need to know who you're giving it to?
Huh?
Do you have to know who you're giving it to? Let's say you want to give prizes for the kids in Shabbos, but you don't know which. If you want to have, I want to have you mark the kids, but I don't know who I'm marking.
They give prizes to kids. There are some. This is actually the Aruch HaShabbos asks this question of Rubin about kids groups, and he talks about maybe by Katanim it's different, whatever. But because they really can't choir this way, but really you should give gifts that they can use in Shabbos. It shouldn't be like a color book or something like that.
Because you can only this. Yeah. Same goes, let's say that you're going for Shabbos, and you have, I don't know, you're going to community, and you know that you're going to have people that host you. They fix you up with hostess. You don't know the people, you're just going to know that you have hostess. Can you bring them something?
No, you should bring them something with like on Shabbos then.
Yeah, again, you can't acquire unless you know the specific person.
Hostess.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
What about tzor chinuch?
Like what?
Sefer, potentially to teach. You were safer to someone to...
See if they get more liberal and expansive what a tzorach mitzvah is. The way of the pashtus of the Mordechai who says it, it's like lulav yom tov, right? We saw that he mafger your chametz on Pesach. Not a mitzvah will come to use later on. That's the pashtus of tzorach mitzvah. Again, you acquire on Shabbos, give it to him on Sunday. Give it to him on Monday. Give it to him.
Sure.
Don't give it to him on Shabbos for that.
Why do the Rabbanim keep it such a big soid?
They what?
What do they say? I've prepared this in front of... I've been also many shuls.
They did it, yeah.
Dafka, when I was growing up, I figured myself, why didn't they ever give me a maton... my bar mitzvah and the Chabad. No one gave me, any...
Yeah.
But many
shuls... Yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan to rely on, but the Shulchan Aruch HaShulchan says... Shulchan Aruch HaShulchan says clearly it's Usher. He asks Lagamre.
What's on Yom Tov? He mentions, I think.
No, he said... Let me see. You can't give Shabbos Yom Tov. I mean, Yeah. I mean, I'm not, you could argue that you could, but yeah, he doesn't say that. Yeah, and Echanami. So, I mean, they probably don't want to do it because to get out of this whole shiloh of it. Because the Makash, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it, so they don't want to give it at all. But if you're going to do it, the Eitza is, unless you rely on the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan is an Adam Gadol, but if you're not relying on the Aruch HaShulchan, the Eitza is that you have to go ahead and be kind of Mizakim al Adam Shlob Afara before Shabbos. Yeah, that's what you have to do.
It's
Shmach HaZach, right? You know?
Yeah, this is very nice.
Yeah.